Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Let's go. He ain't doing shit, Dave.
He's still playing the song. We ain't listening to it. Play the shit.
You recorded it, CJ? You're already... Oh, shit.
You stupid.
I'm a product of the block I lived in, the Pac Nazis and Biggs for raw. Took my door across the George Washington Bridge. I was poor, but more shocked how the Lord watching us live. Up a pure rock, nigga. I put a Fort Knox in my crib. I was the one they overlooked. Now a nigga overbooked. Got them haters disappointed like when a soda overcooked. More money, more problems. Jealous niggas throwing looks. That's why every 100 bands I make my clip throw a foot. So my story to the world. So everything God afford came from me losing my brother and all the pain I absorbed. I'm down soldiers. All the members of the gang got lost on this road to success. And yes, it came at a cost. So don't confuse what you hear. I put these shoes in my ear because I wore the same pair kicks to school for a year. Nigga, I traded all to get my niggas back. How real is that? Because fuck it. We gon' grind together just to get it back.
Yo, life crazy, but shit gotta happen, so other shit could happen. Real talk.
For the niggas in my position, take care of your daughters. No matter what they choose to do, they aware what you taught them. My kids took my advice because I'm fair as a father. My next deal, I need an office and shares of the market. $2,000 kicks, that shit I wear on your carpet. You ever fuck 2 best friends, that shit.
Yeah.
You pop out with that Mac because you airing and talking. Because whoever don't shoot first gonna be carrying coffins. They put a mural on my face on a block.
What's good, Moses? You good over there, bro? I don't like Dave yawning. I don't know what's going on, man.
Is you bullshit?
DJ was talking about.
Yo, what's up, Moses? You all right, bro? Come on, bro. We good, bro. This motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
You already.
Listen, man. Episode 98. Episode 98 of this shit. We here. Fuck cancer. I'm making that shit clear. Fuck cancer. Been a little second before we came in here real quick. So,
I don't hear the Curtis line over there.
Go ahead, man. Giggling and shit.
Nah, because you... Go. Whatever, man.
Let's go.
Me over there giggling.
That nigga's both giggling.
Sound like Beavis and
Yo,
Butthead.
Moses, I'm feeling like Dave is not going to fuck with us this episode, but it's cool. It's cool. Thanksgiving pass. What y'all do?
What the fuck? Not work, nigga. What the fuck else, dude?
As usual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, it was cool. We ain't had too many family come down this year, so.
But we normally had a family, though.
Yeah, everybody kind of did their own thing, but it's cool, though. Whatever.
New York, Tennessee.
It's only so much you can eat with a Thanksgiving food. After a while, it's old.
Nah, that's what I did. I switched it up. I cooked Thanksgiving dinner. Thanks to my mother. And we ain't do nothing traditional, man. We ain't do nothing traditional. Like salmon, lamb.
Lamb.
You know what I'm saying? Lamb, racks of lamb.
racks on lamb.
We ain't do no turkey but Cornish hens. This was asparagus.
Racks on lamb, some lambs.
That was nasty, but it's cool. Asparagus, like I said. Kale. Macaroni and cheese.
Kale.
I think macaroni and cheese were only, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the original thing we did. Traditional. Like,
did you make your man-eater loaf?
Say again, bro?
Man-eater loaf. Did you make
it? Okay, here you go. Here you go.
Man-eater.
Say some bullshit. Nah, bro. Nah. None of that bullshit. None of that bullshit.
No man-meat loaf?
Nah, fuck Dave, because I was expecting Dave to come in and say, yo, the lamb was fire. That's what he was telling me the whole time.
I told you maybe twice. I said the lamb was good.
No, he said it like five times, Moses.
Nah, I don't.
Moses, he said it like five times. He was like, yo, this lamb fire.
The lamb was good. You did your thing. Happy about that?
I was hoping you was going to come to the pod and tell the pod that.
I just told you it was good, nigga.
But I want you to come here and say it without me reminding you.
First of all, if that's the case, then it wasn't that good.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. What
you talking about?
Wow. It wasn't that good. I was just hungry, nigga.
Yeah, I was high.
Like great snack.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Lamb fire because I'm high, nigga.
I thought Dave was going to come in here and praise me for the lamb I fixed on the grill. That's the only reason why I brought the shit up.
Yeah, you just want to be praised. Praise me.
No, because you always say fuck me. Because you always be like, yo.
I don't say that. You never hear me say fuck you.
No, you don't say it, man, but I feel it.
Never say that.
But I feel it.
Okay, Mr. Feelings. Get that soft shit out of here.
Mr. Feelings.
Oh, shit.
I feel it.
I feel it. You nigga, man.
Why?
Right.
Oh, how was y'all Thanksgiving? What the fuck did y'all do? Fuck all that. I cook. What y'all do?
I'm working at 8, motherfucker.
Okay, that's Moses.
I already spoke. I said it wasn't the same. Niggas ain't. We didn't have family, right. But we made it work, though. Everybody ate.
Did you wish for family to come, though? Or you was cool?
I mean, it would have been nice.
Yeah.
It would have been nice.
Look at CJ. Nice. Hurry the fuck up.
We ain't see CJ.
Don't bring up CJ, because CJ don't even pop up no more. Okay. He ain't shit. But we love him, though.
He had other shit to do.
Only thing he bring is moonshine.
Listen, man. CJ, don't bring no more moonshine, bro.
Have niggas peeing on the gate and shit.
What? Sir, shut up! Y'all saying y'all pissing on the fence?
I'm on moonshine.
What is going on, man? What the fuck? Hold up.
I'm on moonshine.
That's my excuse. And they ask me what I'm doing. I'm on moonshine, motherfucker.
That's my excuse.
Yeah. We already had the studio. We had to pee in the hallway. So. Piss on the gates. You remember? The old studio.
You could put some of that shit on the napkin, use it as a baby wipe. That shit is dangerous.
Yo, CJ, why do we fuck with these niggas? Because they just be saying the wildest shit, bro. And sometimes I don't be understanding what the fuck they talking CJ about, but they just say the craziest shit in the world.
CJ drink Everclear. Somebody light up his piss.
CJ drink moonshine, nigga.
He pissed somewhere. It's fucking going flame.
The fucked up thing about CJ is, see, the nigga hit me up and was like, yo, I got this moonshine, right?
Ain't got a lie, fool. Piss on the goddamn fire.
I got this. Yo, I got this moonshine. And guess what? It's 5 times better than the Everclear.
He didn't make you take it or he put you in the
head. I responded to that nigga on the phone like, what the fuck made you think I want to drink that shit, nigga? Like, who, you crazy? Like, I don't even like the Everclear.
Either take the drink. Either take the drink or we going to wrestle. I'm right. Like, nigga, I'm already
drunk.
I
don't even like the Everclear, my nigga. Like, hold up. Jesus.
Look at my pythons. I'm serious. Slam it to Slim Jim.
We still
CJ put that shit in spray bottles.
Use that sanitizer?
No, he used it for cologne, nigga.
Wait.
Trying to attract all of the country bitches. I need all the country bitches.
Use it for mosquitoes. And you use it for a mosquito pellet.
I thought he was gonna wash his hands with it, sterilize it. That's what I thought. Y'all seen shit where they talking about 2 vaccines before Christmas. 2 vaccines of the COVID virus before Christmas.
How you feel about the vaccine?
I'm not fucking with it. That's me. I'm not touching it. I'm not putting that shit in my body. Only thing I want in my body is fruit, veggies, and alkaline water.
Yeah, right.
That's all I want. That's all I'm putting in my body. That's
and,
it.
And alcohol, nigga.
You putting in
alcohol too. I'm sorry. Yeah. I gotta stop. Dave, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, nigga.
You drinking alcohol and port juice, nigga.
That's alcohol and alkaline.
Yeah, alkaline port juice.
So what if they say your kids gotta take one and go back to school?
Yeah. That's coming up.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you. No, yeah. You're asking me, yeah. You got, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be for the kids.
You're going to put your kids through that, but you ain't going to give it to yourself.
Because my kids have to go to school and I have no control over that part.
It's alternative.
Homeschooling.
Yep. What you trying to do? You trying to poison your kids? How we doing it here?
Let me get my money right now. Nah, fuck that. You right, Dave? Let me get my money right. Nah, it's real.
You going to poison your kids or you going to poison yourself? Let me get
my
money right.
My kids ain't going to that. Because I'm being honest.
No, they going, nigga. You just talking shit. Shut up, nigga.
No, real shit. Hold up. I'm being honest with you, bro.
Take it.
Listen, bro.
He going to grow an ear out of his back.
No, we in North Carolina. School is out in Cumberland County. School is out in Cumberland County right now.
You laughing, nigga? Your son going to grow. Get one, too.
Yeah, what the fuck is he laughing about?
He going to stay on the online. I don't even fuck with you talking about.
I'm keeping my son on the online path.
No, you ain't, nigga.
Nah, starting next year.
Your son's out there right now, dude. Dave.
Dave don't even know who his son is.
Yeah, my son is in my nuts. Son ain't gonna
come up. Somebody come up to him right now.
Yeah, I do a podcast with 2 of my sons. How about that?
Relax.
There we go.
Relax, nigga. You my daddy.
Yeah, Junior 1 and the 3rd over
there. I heard Moses call you daddy before, though.
No. You called me daddy?
I heard Moses call you daddy before.
And you never heard me say that.
I heard him. He was a liar. These niggas just saying anything. CJ.
I would never call another man.
These niggas just say anything.
Unless he's my dad.
I thought you said that was your pops.
Nah, you need help.
All right, cool. Whatever, bro.
I told her he's my son because he sound like one. That's what I said.
I ain't your daddy. I ain't had no fun making y'all niggas. So, no. You feel me?
You gay.
Man, I ain't had no fun making
y'all niggas. You said that talking.
Holy shit.
I heard you say called Dave daddy. You called him daddy in your dreams.
Would you get the vaccine?
You light skinned, you get it.
I'm asking you, shut the fuck up with the bullshit. Let's be real. Would you get the vaccine, honestly?
I don't trust that shit.
Right.
I'm with myself. I'm trusting God. God's my vaccine. Bitch ass nigga.
That sounds stupid. God's my vaccine.
Guzman, you a hater, dude.
That does sound stupid.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You know why? They get, you know, when you was born, they gave you the vaccine for like chicken pox and you know, that other shit.
Yeah, all that bullshit.
You know what I mean? Where was God then, nigga?
Do we need
still
it?
Had chicken pox.
Was in that fucking needle.
Do we need that?
I'm saying they gave you the vaccine for like, what's that shit? The
bullshit.
Bubonic plague. See, that shit ain't around no more.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
that's some different shit for me.
Yeah, that's some medieval shit. Nah, it wasn't. I think they was getting it from rats or some shit.
They know about the rats, New York ass nigga.
Nah, bubonic plague.
You know what I'm saying, Moses? New York ass nigga, man.
Do your Googles,
my
man.
They be cooking rats for teriyaki. You know,
nigga, they cook rats everywhere.
As long as Dave doesn't rat, I'm cool with him.
Talking about chicken on a stick is fucking rat.
As long as you eat Chinese food, you good.
I don't eat Chinese food. I just don't want Dave to rat on nobody.
Yeah, you just eat man meat, nigga. That I don't eat Chinese.
Man meat.
Yeah.
He's a man eater.
Man eater.
Oh, shit. I like to eat man meat. I'm a man eater.
Yeah, nah, I ain't fucking with that vaccine, though. Not right now. I ain't fucking with it.
I'll be honest, I'm not fucking with the vaccine either, and I don't want to put my kids through the vaccine, but it's going to suck if I have to for the schooling system.
Might as well get it, too, man.
No, hell no. I ain't fucking with that. I'm cool with my... Hey, yo, shout out to Pharmacy for Life. I'm cool with my sea moss, my black seed oil, keeping my immune system up. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
So you allow these niggas to poison your seed and you not going to take it yourself? You see how bad that sounds?
No. Be honest with you, Dave. It's terrible and it's trash, but...
But poison my seed. It's all right. Both of them.
They can take it.
Ain't nothing you can tell me you justify that.
That shit is trash, Dave.
Yeah,
honestly.
Poison your baby.
I don't want that, though.
Go ahead and take it, too.
But it sucks that I gotta put them through schooling.
If I had kids.
I gotta put them through schooling,
if
bro.
I had kids.
You had kids, Dave.
They had to take it.
Shut up, Moses.
Stop lying, nigga.
Shut up, Moses.
If I had kids, bitch, you got kids. Shut up.
Where they straight at, Moses? Where they straight at? North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia?
New York, looking stupid.
All right, New York. Okay, go ahead.
With bandanas. Told my dipset.
Talk your shit, Dave. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My son wears a Chanel bonnet. But word, if I had kids and they really had to take it to go to school and I had no choice, I'm taking it too. Fuck it. We all going to be fucked up and stupid right here. I'm not going to poison my babies you know what I mean? Without putting myself in that situation.
Poison my babies.
Not my babies.
My babies.
Not some real shit right there, though. That's some real shit. Because you know you don't want to take that shit.
Right.
But you're going to do it.
Like
yeah,
I said,
you're going to take that sacrifice.
Kid, if your kids take it, you got to take it. You got to be a thug one day.
I'm not sending them little niggas to school. And something might not happen either. You know what I mean? It might be good for
them. Yeah, it might not, right.
For now. You know what I mean?
I'm not sending my son back to school right now. He's going to take the rest of the school year. They can either go back to school or they can still do the online shit. We sticking with the online shit. I don't want my son being a guinea pig of what's going to happen and putting him in there and all that type of shit. I ain't fucking with it.
Guinea pig.
You ain't going to send my son back home. Oh, I'm sick. I don't feel good. Nah, we ain't doing that. Go to your grandma's house every morning, nigga. Sorry, fuck it. Thank you, Ma, for holding it down. What do I want to say about that?
Thank you, Ma. Mom's boy.
Thank you, Mom. Let me see that lighter, Dave.
Apple pie.
Did y'all niggas hear the Juicy J album?
No.
The hustle continues.
I heard like a little bit of it. It's Juicy J. I fought with Juicy there. Been a fan ever since 3-6 Mafia, so.
He keep his 3-6 Mafia shit going. The sound is still there.
But it's crazy that he don't fuck with 3-6 Mafia. You
know? I don't know that. Speak on it. I didn't know that at all.
Some niggas just elevate. It just don't want to go back through the past. So I can understand that, but not really. them that niggas that help mold you to where you at right now. So I don't know. Different circumstances, so level to the shit.
Yeah, Juicy J never fucking never disappoints.
That's for that sure. Was my thing. I seen the album come out and I'm like, let me check out the Juicy J. The bounce is still there. The lyrics are still there.
The bounce is still there.
The bounce is still there.
You like a bounce?
No, I'm just saying his sound has carried over throughout, I mean, for today. Like, he was making his sound back when I was loving Rough Riders, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for it to be relevant today, for him to be rapping. No,
because you say Rough Riders, you got to understand he was different circumstances. He was in a group. It's different right now.
Nah, I'm just saying the sound, bro. The sound carried on. Like Cash Money. The sound carried on. Yeah. When Cash Money was out, like I told y'all.
It's still different.
We said it on his podcast before, I was listening to Rough Riders.
Yeah, but Cash Money's different now.
I'm talking about the sound, though, that carried over. Mm. That 3-6 Mafia sound flow carried over into today's music.
It's a Juicy J flow. You got to understand it's a Juicy
Project
J music.
No, it's a Project Pat flow. The Juicy J flow.
No, because
the 3-6 Mafia flow. What
Juicy
are you talking
J
about?
Was always like that. You never listened to Juicy J and 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, they got two different flows.
They got two different flows.
Yeah, I think so.
So is Juicy J always been on that kind of flow? Yeah. That,
Project
so,
Pat and
you
got to
be a fan.
I don't know.
You're not a fan of Juicy J and Paul, so you can't say like, oh, there's no, it's
but
not.
Juicy
nigga.
J was making the beat, so I guess the sound was just oversaturating what I'm listening to. Can I say that?
No, because Juicy J did the beats.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm talking about what I'm saying is the 3-6 Mafia sound.
No,
y'all saying the flow is different between Project Pat and Juicy J.
It's not a 3-6 Mafia sound. It's a Juicy J sound. Because Juicy J been on it. You know,
Juicy J been able to carry his sound from back then to up here to now, and it's still
so Juicy J sound is not 3-6 Mafia.
It's the
sound?
Same no. thing. Y'all niggas is talking in circles.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Same like, shit.
And I'm talking same in circles. Shit. It's not. It's just Juicy J.
Right. Either way, it was good back then. It's good
it
now.
It's still good now. It's lit. The new album is fire. I don't know if Moses say he ain't hear Dave. Did you hear it? Or any of it?
Yeah, I heard a little, like half of it.
How you feel about the bounce in it?
I enjoyed it.
I liked it. I'm with you, Dave.
I like that shit. Never disappoint.
I want Moses. There we go. I want Moses to hear that shit because I know that's his swag. You know what I'm saying?
Those my niggas.
And that's why I want you to hear the juice. That's why I want you to hear this shit, bro. I know that's your swag. I know you will fuck with it. I know you'll be bouncing, shaking your dreads. So they said Ashanti versus Keisha Cole.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, it's gonna be nice. I'm gonna enjoy that. I'm gonna enjoy that. I like R&B music.
Both of them,
especially
got
around
hits.
Yeah, Ashanti. When I was growing, you know, when I was in high school and middle school and shit like that, Ashanti was big. And she looking fine as she could be right now.
Oh, you follow her Instagram?
Yeah.
I do,
Oh, do man.
Too.
Real thick.
I tell you what, her flow has carried from back then to up here very well. Just like Juicy J, goddammit. That's a fact. She is looking...
Who do y'all have winning that battle? Never.
Lord have mercy. it depends.
It sounds like Ashanti is winning the battle for you, Dave.
Well, first of all, she gonna get a point or two depending, because I know she gonna pop up looking real nice.
She gonna play a lot of Ja Rule shit.
And she get 5 points off of that.
She gonna play some a lot of Ja Rule shit.
I mean, you got to. Those was heat. That's heat right there. You got to. I would.
But Keisha got some shit too.
She got some shit.
Keisha got some shit.
Ashanti don't have ballots. So ain't nothing right. For her to play when Keisha played them ballads. She gonna have to sit down somewhere. She gonna have to sit down somewhere and wait her next round. You know what I mean?
Last night.
That's good. That better be played.
That's a classic.
That's my shit, man. What you say, Moses? I'm sorry.
A lot of shit gonna be playing. Love, I feel like she gonna play that.
See, well, what is Shanti gonna play when she play that? That's a ballad right there. You can't. Shanti can't even hit those notes.
And Keisha Cole's is tired
of singing. Took it there.
She can't. That's why she hasn't.
She can't sing that. She can't sing.
Come on, my nigga. Oh, you know she can't. Good. You know she can't hit them notes. I not don't those know
nothing,
notes.
Dave. I just be listening to the music. Not that's it. Notes. Mind of my business.
You know what I mean? Mm. You know better than that.
Don't play that, Nelly. Body on me.
What Nelly? Hmm? Whose song is that?
Y'all still ain't tell me who y'all feel like is gonna win.
I think it was Nelly's.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm going to enjoy it. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Ashanti. But it ain't going to be easy.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to roll with Ashanti, too.
But it ain't going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy. But Ashanti got some big, big, big joints.
Yeah, I just feel like I think.
You know what I mean?
Offhand, I feel like I probably could think of a couple more songs that's gonna ring off guaranteed, and you know, and Keisha will, you know what I mean. But you know, it's gonna be hard though. It's gonna be good.
Keisha got songs that got better sound to it though too, like quality wise. I mean, Ashanti shit is big, but I'm saying like yeah. As far as like you would like a Keisha song or what she's talking about with her content, the beat. How she, the melody, how she's singing and all that versus Ashanti. Ashanti shit is just commercial shit. Mostly, I want to say.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Everybody loves hearing a hurt woman. You know what I mean? Now, hurt woman music is amazing.
I don't like hearing a hurt woman. I ain't going to say that.
That's the music she makes. Well, that's
I'm talking about her voice, though. Her voice is beautiful.
Nah, well, nigga, you got to hear the hurt women. Nigga, you don't, who likes.
You talking about Keisha Cole's?
Yeah.
What you mean by hurt, though?
When women have something to sing about, when they're hurt, when they're going through emotions and stuff like that, that makes the best fucking music. Nobody wants to hear happy women music. Happy women music, you get body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. You know what I mean? Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? When your heart is broke, you get love. You know
is
what
that
mean?
Because you hurt women before, Dave?
No, it just makes better for better content.
Quality.
Better quality of it. What are you talking about?
I just want to ask.
You know what I mean? Mary J. Blige, her best music was when she was hurt.
Yeah.
On coke.
All that hat. See, I didn't say that. You brought that
you
up.
You said it before.
I didn't say it this time, though. You said it before.
I'm going to say it this time. I'm going to say it this time.
This was the first episode. This is the first episode somebody heard, they wouldn't have known I said that if you wouldn't snitch. So I was putting that out there.
But, you love snitch.
You gotta have some emotion.
Dry snitch
in your music. It's gonna hit different. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm ready for this. This shit is on what, December 12th? Next Saturday? Well, this Saturday coming up.
Right. But are you ready for that fight?
What fight? Which one?
Mayweather and what's the white boy name?
The YouTuber? The one that knocked out Nate?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that about an hour ago.
Nate's still sleeping.
We ain't talking about the
we ain't getting to talk about the Tyson fight, yeah.
Yeah. Tyson everybody know, good. Like...
I enjoyed it.
It was good to see both of them.
Nate's still sleeping.
You think so? No, he up now. Come on, bro. He up now.
He in a coma.
They say he did. They say he got paid $600,000. Would y'all get knocked out or potentially knocked out for $600,000?
He ain't had no choice.
He had a choice.
First of all, Nate, I fuck with you. New York Knicks, all that shit. What the fuck was you doing and not defending yourself when you was fighting? Like, you was rushing that homie at 100 miles an hour every time. That's not how you fight. Well, not me anyway.
You win the basketball
put mode. Your hands up. Like, come on, something.
He went in the basketball mode.
He was scaring me out there. Fuck me up on my DraftKings. I picked you, Nate. And I picked you to knock this motherfucker out, too. Like, what the fuck, Nate?
You lost money from this thing?
I didn't know it was for free. It was a free contest, but if I would have put money in it, I would have been mad.
I'm still mad though because I picked him.
You stupid for voting on Nate. You dumb.
So I was supposed to pick the white boy?
Yes, nigga.
I didn't know that at the time.
You fucking
crazy. I didn't know that at the time, Dave. I thought Nate was gonna go out there and give us the business. Give us a show. Put him on the canvas.
You should have looked at the statistics before you did that. Look at the stats.
Man, listen, this nigga, man. What's the dude name again? Jake?
Logan, I believe.
Some crazy shit like yo, Logan. Nate, come on.
Logan Paul. Yeah, so now he going to get a big bag fucking with Mayweather. Mayweather going to tear his ass up.
Easy. Mayweather money. Old too, though, bro.
Mayweather is going to tear his ass up.
What if the white boy Mayweather, not Mayweather?
That's not going to happen.
No, what if?
There's no what if. It's not going to happen.
Yes, it could be a what if. It wasn't no what if when he fucking did Nate, nigga.
That was always a what if because that was Nate's first fucking fight.
So why ain't a what if with fucking Floyd?
That was his first fight. Experience is over. No, that was Floyd know how to fight. First fight.
You right. I thought you wanted to fight.
Yeah, no,
you Floyd know how to fight.
Come on, right? And he's a professional.
He's a boss. You know what I'm saying? So
he's a fucking.
It's a different kind of situation.
He's gonna handle that dumb shit. He about to get this easy money. Yeah, you know I mean, me personally, I wouldn't even give that little nigga that type of payday. You know what I mean? I let him keep going. Like, why am I giving him no pay? His third fight, you gonna fight Mayweather?
Yeah, you fucking with Mayweather, you definitely gonna get paid.
Yeah, he gonna get paid, of course.
It's about the money aspect.
Probably at least $20 million.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking. At least. Minimum.
Know. I don't know how much he's gonna make. But yeah, you know, that's up to Mayweather.
It's good for the money.
Mayweather ain't got nothing to do.
Would y'all pay the $50 again to see the Tyson shit and the fights that was up under it? Would y'all pay the $50?
Just ask me if it was worth it, nigga. Yeah, it was worth it. Would I pay it again?
You know what I'm saying? Would you pay it again? Because shit.
Would I pay it again?
Tyson was like, yo, I'm out here. What's up? Who else want to smoke with me?
I pay to see all like,
Tyson was mad. Tyson is ready. He was worried about Roy Jones. That's what Tyson was mad about.
As long as they got Snoop commentating, I would watch some old niggas fight. That's a fact.
I thought Tyson was going to kill that dude. He was letting back.
Yeah, it was a good little exhibition, though. It was the real thing. It would have been trouble.
Especially with Tyson being 54 years old and Roy Jones Jr. being 51. It was like, I'm surprised they was taking those hits together.
Yeah.
Tyson was like, I smoked before I came out there. I blew me a blunt. He's great for that. I ain't gonna lie. He's great.
He looked good in the ring, too. He wasn't even tight. Didn't look like he was tight.
He said he was used to 3-minute rounds, and they were 2-minute
rounds.
Roy
Jones was like...
That nigga was gasping for air like a guppy.
The nigga Roy was punching and running.
And he did the same thing. That's a fact. I did more running than punching, that's for sure.
He was punching and running, bro. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
You just stood toe-to-toe with Tyson? Nope.
First of all, I ain't ask you to answer.
I'm gonna let
for
you
me.
Finish. Nope.
Yeah, don't answer for me. Like,
that's a fact.
Probably not. Like, probably not.
Thanks.
I don't want to be not clean out.
You see how Roy Jones was? He like a little ass kid. His ribs was hurting through the whole interview.
Yeah, Tyson had ribs for dinner. He fucked that nigga ribs up, man.
Put barbecue sauce on teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
Teriyaki rib nigga.
Let me ask y'all this real quick. Have y'all ever wondered, like, how do y'all feel about tipping? Y'all tip when y'all do things, right? When y'all go eat and shit like that. Do y'all ever wonder where your tip is going, though?
No, nigga. Why are you worried about where your money going when you give it away? Once it leaves your pocket, it's gone.
I know, but when you see the person, you know, you feel like it's going to crack.
If they deserve
it. Like, you feel like, oh, nah, that's going to heroin. If they deserve, maybe I should slim it $1 or $2 under. I'm asking. I don't know. Like,
why are you out here tipping heroin addicts? Are you tipping or are you giving
money
for free?
Because they work at the places I might want to eat at or something.
Okay. Listen, if they did a good job, they deserve a tip. And whatever they spend their money on is what they spend their money on.
You never worry about
what once it's losing, once the money leave my pocket, it's out of my hands.
So you never thought about it going to a bottle?
Nope. I don't give a fuck. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
It's out of
my pockets right now.
I only thought that one of the
sometimes she... the nigga might needed a bottle.
I'm not mad at it. I just wonder. I was just asking if you wondered where it went. I'm not mad at where it goes. Fuck it, because I tipped it and I'm out of here. But I was just like, hell no. Like, yo, I see where your tip is going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see exactly where it's. Like,
you can't think like that because
it doesn't bother me, bro.
It's a blessing and a tip. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to think about what's going on when you get that tip. If you don't want to get a tip, don't give it to him.
No, I'm saying I'm going to give the tip, but I'm just saying I wonder. I guess not wonder, but I'm like, I see where it's going, and I ain't mad at it.
What I'm saying is don't just give a tip because you feel like you got to. If they did a good job, give them a tip. If they didn't, no tip. Sorry.
Dave already said he don't give a fuck. You don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, your tip is your tip.
It's yours now.
Do you enjoy. Tip? Do you, all right, do y'all enjoy. Tip? Do y'all tip on the pickup or y'all only tip when y'all sit down?
Tip on what?
When you pick up your food. Say you order something to pick up your food to go.
Do y'all tip then?
Nah.
What's the
no I'm tip tipping. Then?
No. What I'm tipping for, I'm I picking tip it up. Then.
Well, that's good. That's good for you, bro. I don't tip on the pickup. For what? I'm picking my food up. Thanks for cooking it. Take this price. You know what's the tip? Yo, load these fucking prices.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm out.
If this shit was $5 cheaper, I'd have gave you $5. But it ain't. Thank you. That's what I'm going to give you.
You know what I'm saying? You got to pick it up. What you mean?
I'm going to be very polite. I'm going to wear my mask in here. I'm going to pay. And I'm going to leave. Right, buddy?
I be tipping on the pickups.
That's good. That's good.
A little $3 to $4. $5.
I appreciate that. That's dope.
You're like bringing my food out in the cold. It's cold outside right now. It's the wintertime.
Oh, well, nah. See, I've never been different. To a place that bring the food to you.
Yeah.
You have to go in there
when
pick
I pull
up
and bring the food out, you ain't did that?
No. I'm a different test bracket. Only person in.
Oh, man, he's rich. My nigga Moses is rich. I'm sorry. No. He's a different tax bracket.
And it's COVID out here. It's COVID out here.
Only person that bring the food out to me is Burger King.
I'm paying with my card, my nigga. I don't got no change like them dumbass stores be saying around here. I ain't got no change.
I keep a little cash. You don't keep no cash?
I play their game. I ain't got no change, nigga. You know how many times a nigga try to keep my change around here?
Yo, I ain't going to flex. I just bought a nigga mixtape.
You know what I mean? And nigga, you bought his mixtape?
He was
that nigga.
He had it on the CD or he had a USB drive or something.
Listen, I'm about to tell you.
He ain't have a barcode.
I'm about to tell you, Dave.
He had one that you scan because you can scan barcodes down the bridge.
He was scared.
No, this was
by my tape. Okay,
this was last night. You know how we come to pre-production for the podcast.
This nigga ran to a nigga at the gas station.
I ran to a nigga at the gas station. Shout out to the East Side. Fairville, North Carolina.
Did he try
shit.
To flow for you before he gave you
nah,
the
Nah, he didn't do none of that. Okay. I went in there and copped some apple juice for the Douce.
Nigga had his porn DVD on the
top. Yeah.
So, yeah, watch that.
My album's on it.
Yeah, my album's on the end of it. I'm not fucking with these niggas,
man. I'm playing the background.
Shibooby.
So I'm coming out the fucking gas station after getting my water, my alkaline water and all that shit. He was like, yo, cop my little CD, my mixtape, my all this and other than that. And then
where's he burning CDs at?
Well, listen, this is the thing, Dave.
CJ, you burn this nigga CD?
CJ said, no.
No parts.
So
you need money, little
I bumped, but the thing about this nigga, I bumped into him months ago. A month or two ago. He tried to sell it to me and I declined him. So this time, I was like, man, how much is it? Because I had a couple of dollars in my pocket. And I have a problem supporting niggas. I'm going to support you, and I'm probably won't even listen to your shit. Honestly. No, but I'm going to put some money in your pocket. Cool. Mm.
That ain't a problem. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So this is the second time I seen him, and he kept, yo, cop my mixtape, blah, blah. I got four different kinds, this and that. Two of them for $5 and all this other type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have volumes 1 through 3.
I got volumes.
You have varieties.
Shout out to the East Side. Shout out to the East Side.
I got volumes.
So I'm over here like I pulled out whatever I had from change from where I bought the water and shit. I had $2 in my pocket. I said, yo, yeah. I got $2. Give me your best one that you feel. Just give it to me.
This nigga pulled up with the double disc. He can't.
Hey, Dave, the life, Dave, the life after death.
I'm on my blueprint.
The gift or the curse.
Yeah, that nigga had a CD in the old PlayStation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit in the old PlayStation cover. Remember the double disc from the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That nigga pulled up, yo, check this out, yo. Yo, wait, this shit look familiar.
And he was sitting on the hood of his car when he was doing this.
But he gave you a CD, though.
He definitely gave me a CD, and I have nowhere to put. Like, Dave, you like you told me. What I remember we argued about. I thought I had a CD player in my car. I don't.
Fucking CD player.
I don't have a CD player in my car. I can't listen to this. I can't listen. He gave me two of them. He was like, matter of fact, take both of these. And I gave him $2. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, all right, bet. But I have nowhere to play his shit. Yeah, that's the fucked up part about it. And I want to listen to it.
Your
I
ain't gonna PlayStation. Lie. I wanna... Y'all put it in the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. Damn, there you go, Dave. Yeah, I put it on my PlayStation this week. Cool.
That's crazy. But next time you see him, give him some advice, like, yo, my nigga. This right here, let me show you this right here. These is frisbees, and you fling that motherfucker.
I might frisbee it still.
And then you tell him, listen,
I don't want a frisbee.
I can't listen to this nowhere, doggies. Get you a
doggies.
Little, you know what I mean?
Where you come get with you. Doggies? What is doggies?
Come on, my nigga.
Doggies back. I'm talking shit, bro.
You can't listen to him. Get his.
Where do you get doggies?
Get his digital game up. You know what I mean? You can get the barcode that's gonna send you to the link to fucking iTunes or some shit like right. that. That's all. We gotta figure it out. But this CD shit ain't gonna happen.
Can't play it nowhere, bro.
Take this $2. God bless.
I gave it to him for sure. I support. Mm-hmm. Hey, Blue Chews, y'all some funny motherfuckers. Let me be honest with y'all, Blue Chews, because Dave fuck with the Blue Chews, Moses fuck with the Blue Chews.
Oh my god.
These niggas fuck with the Blue Chews.
I don't
know where the Blue Chews came from, but check this out. Y'all niggas need to relax. Let me talk my shit. Relax, Moses. Why y'all got Blue Chews ads while I'm playing Words for Friends?
Because they work.
I'm playing Words with Friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this could be a kid game. Y'all got advertising for Blue Chews to get your dick hard.
They must be making money.
Yeah, obviously, it has to be something going on.
When you see ads, that means they making money.
This shit threw me the fuck off, bro. It threw me off. I was like, what, Blue Chews?
And we gonna
have sex.
Blue Chew, we gonna...
I play Words with Friends with my son.
We gonna stop
giving... He's about to be 12. What the fuck?
We gonna stop giving you free promo, too. They get us up.
CJ, you see why Dave, my nigga? You see why I love Dave, right? Like, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? Little shit like that. I hate him still, but I love him. You know what I mean? Moses just be quiet.
Moses just be quiet. Yeah.
I'm looking at Moses. I already know. He took a Blue Chew last night. It's cool.
I don't want no fucking Blue Chews.
You don't fuck with the Blue Chews?
No, what for?
Why not?
Idiot.
The Blue Chews is nice.
Yeah, you sniff them up your nose. I don't you Blue Chew sniffer? I don't want that shit. I'm getting it right, baby. And your dick don't work. You be chewing on my fucking head.
You stupid.
There's nothing on that.
You know, I seen your man Funk Flex getting his body done. You seen that shit?
Wait, what?
Funk Flex, the DJ in New York, the nigga, he done got lipo.
What you mean?
He getting his body all shaped up like a bad bitch, like an Instagram one girl. He gonna be thick as hell coming out of this.
So you wouldn't do lipo?
Nigga, I need fat put in me. What the fuck is you talking about?
I don't like the way you said that.
You cool?
I need fat put in me.
I do. I need all the weed.
Moses!
I can.
No.
I looked a little sideways too, but I ain't say nothing. I'm glad you confirmed it. It was cool. Okay.
You shut up. You drink pork juice.
Yeah, and you eat man. Man meat.
CJ, you see how they double team on a nigga for no reason?
You eat man.
CJ,
You idiot.
CJ, I try to double team and they double team me. Like, this shit's some bullshit, man. Nah. This is some bullshit.
Nah.
CJ, you see why I need you to have a mic? Maybe you can help defend me right now, CJ.
Nah, Dave said.
I don't eat none of that bullshit. Fuck
you,
Moses.
I didn't come up with that.
No, you did.
Dave said, you eat men. It's a fucking rap. I don't want to smoke no more.
This nigga said you eat men. That's nasty.
Look at CJ.
That's disgusting. Get
even
the fuck
CJ
out of here.
CJ is fucked up with it.
Like, CJ don't know what to say because
he don't
want to
eat a man burger again.
I want CJ to help defend me. He just shutting the fuck up.
He was like, damn,
I like
ate a man burger. Now these niggas tell me I'm a man.
I don't want this shit no more.
Oh my gosh. He's a man eater.
What was he talking about again?
So much you eat man. Man.
Oh, yeah. Phone Flex getting lipo and shit.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get lipo?
No, nigga. Well, I don't need lipo.
You've never been fat before, though.
I'm trying to slim down my hips, nigga. Would you get... Fuck out of here. Would you get lipo, nigga?
You
fuck
getting lipo. You start switching.
No, I'll go to the gym.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Moses. You start... What?
That's what happens. Phone Flex going to start switching.
I caught that shit, nigga.
He's going to start switching. Watch. What's wrong with your body? I got lipo.
What's wrong with your body? I got lipo.
What's wrong with your body?
Your fucking
I got
neck.
Lipo.
I'm telling you. That's what happens. You start switching.
Moses, you wouldn't do the lipo?
I'm not doing lipo.
You
ain't
doing
the
lipo.
Be a switch lipo nigga? Switching lipo, booty boot buzz.
My thing is, though, if you get lipo, I ain't mad at you. But don't be posting this shit like an
Instagram. Don't tell everybody, right?
Like, word, come on. And then he posting this shit to get a discount. No, to get a discount.
Cause, oh, shit.
Because you want
a discount.
My nigga, anytime you tag your doctor, you getting a fucking discount, nigga. That's paid promotion. Fuck out of here.
That's crazy, man.
This nigga want his hips smaller.
I want my hips.
Fuck cancer, man. Just fuck cancer.
Look at my hips.
He want his hips smaller.
Sure, they got nice hips.
Right.
Watch me hit it and dip.
Skirt!
Oh, switching ass nigga.
I'm not fucking with these niggas, man.
This is Fun Master Flex.
Night.
I got a light bulb. Yeah.
Now,
I feel
Flex,
tight. I'm switching.
I ain't mad at him trying to get healthy, though, but that's a little extra, man.
That's
nigga.
Not getting healthy. How's that getting healthy when you ain't getting lipo?
He's dieting. And
you being lazy.
Is that
you
for his health, though? Is that for his health?
I think he's dieting, and I guess he has a little extra, you know what I mean, extra fat or whatever, or skin or
the
whatever.
Hulk
that
never got lipo.
Ooh, CJ never got lipo, I know.
Oh, shit, hold on. Here we go. CJ gonna fuck around body slam you, Dave.
I jump on
CJ. I'm not gonna allow him to do that.
All I gotta do is jump on CJ back. He can't reach his back.
Oh,
you ever seen a fucking bodybuilder can't scratch their back? And CJ.
CJ, now you see why I told you need to have a microphone and talk your shit, bro.
I tried
to tell CJ. I said, yo, CJ, you need to have a microphone and just talk with us. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Nah, I'm like, all right, we're gonna keep clowning you then, nigga.
CJ,
love you.
CJ is Conan. What are you talking about? So I guess what's like Conan picture.
Conan.
Shit. Y'all niggas is the funniest niggas in the world. That's why I love y'all.
I'm CJ, motherfucker. You fucking neck.
I'm CJ, motherfucker. That might be the fucking name of the episode right there.
I'm CJ, motherfucker. You fucking with?
Said it, hey Moses. Said it
your
with a serious
chest,
voice.
Nigga?
Said it with a serious voice, like
CJ motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, nigga. His collar all buttoned up. You will never know. Like, oh, he's soft. No, he's not. He can knock you the fuck out. Right. Stupid motherfucker. You can talk shit to this guy. Hey, what's up?
Boosh! Hulk smash!
Stupid motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
We miss you, CJ.
That's a fact, man. CJ, we be wanting you to come around and chill with us, bro.
That's the only thing I know, to rip off his clothes and take a piss.
Wait, what?
What?
Not to take a piss.
I got to cool shit down. All the ambulance come and pick up your people.
I was just about to say, you sound like Buster.
Buster can't have no turtlenecks.
Why not?
He'll bust out of them. Fuck you mean? Nigga have an army suit on his neck. What the fuck is wrong with your neck? Neck nuts.
Oh, my God. Hey, Moray, I still see you, man. You got a couple more tracks out here. I see you. Your shit is running up, man. Run your shit up. Fairville shit. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Run C. C-Ron. Run C-Ron. Ready, C-Ron. Run this thing, right?
Yeah, tell them niggas in your videos. Tell them niggas in your videos put them guns away if they in the streets.
That's my thing. That was a little scary to me.
I like it.
We want to see you and your niggas is around. They out here locking niggas up.
The feds is around.
So watch out.
A couple of the niggas look like they got felonies. But I'm just saying.
But the thing about it is, but you know how it is, though. Dave, Moses, we in North Carolina. Them guns could be registered. They could be legal. And I'm not saying they not. I'm just saying,
like I said,
be careful.
A couple of them niggas look like they got felonies, and if you got
they shouldn't, then like they shouldn't be around them.
Period.
Right. I got you.
Or other felons.
I agree with you, Dave. Yeah, like yo, like it's a lot of guns in the video. I still like it though. I'm with you, Moses. Yeah. I like it.
We want to see you win. We want to see you win, though, my nigga.
That's a fact.
He's doing a lot of big things, so I'm proud of
him. Mm. Right.
What else he can do? Be yourself.
Don't let the... Well, I think he's being himself anyway, because the way his sound is going.
Yeah, because like
his voice, I like that his voice is different.
You gotta understand, it's fresh with it. When you fresh with it, they're not gonna fuck with you yet until you get really hot. Then they're gonna try to mold you and change up.
He running it up though. Quicksand got 3 million views. He got two other joints out. That's doing numbers, getting to the millions of views, switched up, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you wake up to Quicksand?
Nah, I don't. I ain't gonna lie, I don't. But I enjoy the song. Nah, I enjoy the song. Shut the fuck up, Moses.
You wake
up, the fuck is Moses talking about, man?
When you would have won with a Quicksand? I'm soapy today. I'm so soapy.
Ew.
In a Quicksand.
I don't know what the fuck Moses is talking about, but Moray, run that shit up. Keep running that shit up. I fuck with it. This shit is
We're
dope.
In Quicksand. Soapy.
He got Kevin Durant following him. J. Cole said shit is amazing. Den Smith Jr. Fucks with it. I like it. Shit is fire, man. Shit is fire.
Okay, since you said that, right?
Here we go.
What do you think about, not even with J. Cole, what do you think about Young Thug is saying something about Andre 3000?
What do you say?
Not acknowledging him being that part of hip-hop, especially in Atlanta, where he's from, because T.I. was like, shoot, you honestly, it's like the new Andre 3000. You know, just being you, being creative, like saying what you want to say, you know. Yeah, he's not that.
He said
he ride like.
Yeah, he said he don't he don't know two Andre 3000 songs and shit like that.
Oh, hold on. So is that Young Thug being from Atlanta don't know two of Andre 3000 songs?
That's what he said.
I don't believe that.
Now what
I don't believe that.
What I think happened is if you listen, if you watch a little bit more of the interview, he said, T.I. said, you need to work with him just like you work with Elton John. He said Elton John kissed ass and Andre won his ass kiss. Mm-hmm. So, and later on, he said something about how I guess he tried to call him and he got put on the phone with his with Andre's assistant instead of actually talking to him. And he a little salty. So he in there whining and shit like a little bitch. That's what he doing.
Nah, it sound like Young Thug is being too sensitive to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cause you're from Atlanta. There's no way you don't know. Right. Hey y'all.
It's not
like,
even
you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
It's not even that like if you were part of Atlanta, you knew who that man was. Playing.
He's salty.
Me and you, yeah, your mama and your cousin too. Come on, man. Like, no. Not from Atlanta. I'm hearing that here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Come on, man.
Hold the standard. Like, I think he holds standard as what is he doing now? Like, Andre 3000 did that. He's a spitter. Can you fuck with him? Like,
maybe he took it.
Don't get it twisted. I fuck with Young Thug music sometimes, but can you fuck with Andre 3000 with the lyrical part?
Maybe he took it as Andre wanted him to kiss his ass, and that's not how Andre was. Maybe Andre, because Andre to me just seems like he just nonchalant and just be minding his business and don't be caring about too much or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe when he approached him and he talked to him, that's what it was, and he took it the wrong way.
Andre 3000 be chilling. Like, if people be catching him, like,
thank you.
People be catching him, seeing him in the regular clothes. Like, he doesn't really be shiny or nothing. You're like, people like, damn, is that nigga bum now? But you don't understand. Like, he's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that look like bums be the richest niggas.
So I don't know.
Not everybody. Like, don't go to a bum and be like, you rich, nigga. No, he's a bum for real. It's stank.
How you feel about it, Dave? Him being from Atlanta like that. You saying that?
Nigga, I just said. Come on, bro. Listen.
Look at CJ. What the fuck, man?
The nigga salty, man.
You did say that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You did say that.
I was watching that show on HBO Max, The Undoing. Shit is fire.
So Dave, how you feel?
6 episodes. Would y'all, if y'all was married and had a mistress and she was coming around your wife, would you kill that bitch?
No, I'm not killing shit. I got shit to do. Only God can judge me. Who the fuck are you?
Nah, man.
They say, who that?
Yo, that was the best response all night, man. Like,
for real shit, like.
I mean, play his fuck up. What you want me to do? You want me to kill Shorty? Listen,
yeah, no,
I fucked up, baby.
I fucked up.
What we gonna do to fix this?
No, nigga, it's not that serious.
It ain't that serious.
Nah, but you had a baby by it, too.
Listen, I fucked up. Could be a lot worse.
If you got a baby body, you still gotta deal with it.
But what if she's trying to hit you with a hammer? You grab the hammer. I mean,
here we go.
I mean, you know.
Now she's putting situations in the situations. Look,
that's what the situation was on the.
Take it to death.
Try to kill you.
Wrap her up, send her ass up.
I'm with y'all. Don't get it twisted. I'm with y'all.
I get Moses to do it.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
That's all.
Light of rodeo.
Can't kill her, man. Can't kill her.
Can't kill her.
Check out the show. It's wild. It's on HBO. I fuck with it. The Undoing.
What is HBO? I got the
DirecTV.
HBO is on DirecTV, stupid.
No, it's not. You fucking idiot.
He might not have.
I don't have it. They don't have it.
No, I'm saying he can get it, though, if he wanted it.
No,
he
wanted it. Spend that much money on it.
I got HBO Max. Get the HBO Max.
Fire.
It's like $10.
You just want me to watch that South Point on HBO Max? No.
No. No, I know you be on OnlyFans. I know how you move.
That was Cinemax. That shit was Cinemax back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Cinemax.
Skinemax.
Skin.
That shit was
Skinemax.
That shit was lit back in the day.
Skinemax.
Skinemax.
Skin on skin.
Y'all got anything on y'all list? Y'all ain't got no list?
No, man. Let's get out of here, B.
All right, well, cool. Hold up. Let me get out of here and rest in peace, my uncle, man. Rest in peace, Uncle Mark McLaurin.
Bert. He's
uncle. Shit's fucked up. Gonna miss you. My favorite uncle. Don't really know what to say about it. Grew up, used to come over here and play basketball with me all the time. Used to take me around motherfucking Wiener Works and shit. Fun, all that type of shit. Young, 43 years old. Gonna miss you, Unc, for sure. Love you, Unc.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Shit crazy. And we gonna get the motherfucker out of here. This Dirty Water Podcast episode, 98? 98 in this bitch. Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
We gonna get the motherfucker out of here.
What? I was gonna say something. Yeah, I let him rock. Like,
let me get this home. See y'all interrupting
we
me.
We gonna get the fuck out of here.
The
like,
motherfucker out of here. You feel me? The motherfucker out of here.
Disrespectful.
SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtyWaterDaveB.
We're going to get the fuck out of here. Fuck Moses. I ain't fucking with him because he always on Pornhub.
CJ got polo boat shoes on.
You should have seen CJ with the hat on. That nigga, CJ was fly though with the hat. The boat shoes and the hat, he was fly as fuck. I loved it. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, he looked like the nigga from Get Out.
Yeah, all right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Like, 2-6 and
Moses, word.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked?